I'm still at the 3D print show, and thanks to John Popham for retweeting my tweet. It's nice when someone like John says, oh, what I'm doing is interesting. Yes. Okay, so I am at the clashing of bottles in the background. I'm at the after show party. It's mostly exhibitors and a few people from the business conference, because we, paying our money to go to this, we got invited to this. It's in a gallery space in the Business Design Centre, and there's lots of 3D printed artwork around, which is pretty amazing, actually. But what is, I suppose, a bit more interesting as far as I'm concerned is the conversations that I've been having with people around the room. I've talked to quite a lot of the exhibitors. They have been mobbed. They are all looking shattered, and they've got another day to go tomorrow, which is more broadly open to the public. There were 2,500 school children through the Business Design Centre this morning. Obviously, the wonderful stand that's printing out Minecraft models was totally mobbed. But I was also talking to some of the other exhibitors. And it's not just... I mean, obviously, the school children were really interested in everything, running around, looking at stuff. But also, a lot of businesses have been here today, too. And I just talked to a Polish business that's building 3D printers. They have sold machines and they have lots of inquiries, and they're very happy, if a bit tired. Theirs was a great stand, actually. I think it was one of the best in the place, and I'm just reaching for the card that I got from them. They're called Omni3D. They've come over from Poland, and the website is www.omni3d.com. I was talking to them. They were the only stand that had a DJ on their stand. They were having fun. They had 3D printed windmills. They had all the machines going, and they were kind of right across from the Autodesk stand, which had lots of serious looking people in suits. So that's good. And what I liked about them is they're taking a very, I don't know, playful approach to trying to build a business doing this. And they told me it was definitely worth them coming over from Poland to be at this trade show. I think I mentioned it earlier, but what I found really interesting is this contrast between the very big people who are here and the obviously very small people who are here who are getting on and building their businesses. I spoke to one guy who's got basically spent £250,000 on a 3D printer, and he is, basically him and a mate, are printing stuff and selling it, and they're doing kind of service type business, so they're basically a 3D print services business for other businesses in London. They do a lot of work for the universities, because the universities are all completely, all the 3D printing facilities in the universities are completely booked out. And he's seeing a lot of demand. So, I don't know. As I said earlier, there is definitely something happening here. And I think a community factory is something I'd like to build. More later.